Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello, disc golfers worldwide. Welcome to another new edition of PDGA Radio, this for the week of August 26, 2008. Again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, with your disc golf news covering the past week, along with some tournament results and an interview with the 2008 Amateur World Champion about his disc golfing mentors. We'll also talk about the 2008 Worlds DVD, tell you about the new record the PDGA recently set as far as membership, and how you can try to help get disc golf into the Summer Olympics. All that and more on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you in part by the International Disc Golf Center, Discraft, PDGAStore.com, and Innova Champion Discs. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The 2008 season's points and money standings have a new update. I'll run down those for you coming up. But first, let's find out who won this past weekend on the PDGA Tour. And looking at the PDGA calendar, I see no A-tiers, except for one in Germany, where unfortunately, again, like most international tournaments, I don't have the results for it. But here in the U.S. at B-tiers, Steve Brinster picked up a win in his home state at the Jersey Jam, winning by one over Joe Mila. Leslie Brinster won for the Pro Women, and Kerry Halloran won in advanced. The Georgia State Championship was won by Kevin McCoy, who was 8 throws better than Greg Hosfeld. Matthew Blakely beat Brad Schick by 4 to win the 9th annual Flying Pig Open in Cincinnati. Rob Stasser won the Prairie Open in Wisconsin. Paul Ulibarri beat out Corey Sharp to claim the Southern Idaho Championship. David Neff won the Tumbleweed Open in Arizona. Will Shusterick won at the Skeeter Heater in Tennessee. Avery Jenkins won the Lava Launch in Oregon. Michael Ols beat Matt Hall by 4 to win in Texas at the Gonzalez Open. And elsewhere, Damon Stalin won in Michigan. Jeff Bennett won in Ohio. Jim Myers wins in Pennsylvania. Scott Reef wins in Kentucky. And Brian Moore wins in Florida at the Skyway Challenge North. Now on to the updated season money standings, which do include this year's World Championships. For the Pro Men, it's no surprise that David Feldberg is on top of the earnings list. He's now over $26,000 in tournament winnings so far this year. Eric McCabe and Barry Schultz, both just short of $18,000, with Avery Jenkins approaching $16,000 and Jeff Bennett rounding out the top five at $12,700. For the Pro Women, it's Valerie Jenkins on top of that season money list with over $12,000. Des Redding in second, just over $10,000, with Carrie Berligar, Angela Chigfry, and Liz Lopez rounding out the top five for the women. For the amateurs, we're looking at the season points totals, and there it's Jeremy Rusko leading by about 250 points over Tate Handy. Chad Inman, Brian Peck, and Pat Burke finish out the top five for the amateurs. There's the rundown from this week's points and money standings update. Don't forget the next ratings update for PDGA members is coming up on September 9th. And still to come on this edition of PDGA Radio is your disc golf news and an interview with Jeremy Kohling, the 2008 Amateur World Champion, on who he looked to for tips and advice as he went from first picking up a golf disc to an Amateur World Champion in less than 2 years. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. This week's PDGA Radio News begins with an exciting announcement from PDGA Membership Director Addie Isbell at the PDGA office. She recently posted that the PDGA has surpassed the 12,000 active member mark for the first time, just showing how popular disc golf is becoming and how beneficial the PDGA is to the sport. Addie also wants everyone to know that if a new member joins the PDGA after September 1st of this year, they not only receive all the member benefits for the 2008 season, but that membership carries over to the 2009 season. Memberships range from $25 to $75 per year. Contact the PDGA office for more information or check out the PDGA store at pdgastore.com to see all the information and get signed up. The PDGA office is still accepting nominations for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. This is a great way for you or your disc golf club to nominate someone who goes the extra mile promoting disc golf in your community. Weekly winners receive a $100 award and are eligible for the $1,000 year-end award to be given at the USDGC. Previous winners include Stan McDaniel, Ernie Small, Paul Jay, Doug Opiella, Larry Cruz, Mike Norris, and John Minicucci. For more information and the nomination form for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award, it can be found on pdga.com/DGAwards or by clicking the Microtel logo on the front page of pdga.com. Just want to quickly pass along an interesting email I received from Daniel Sias. He has begun an online petition in an effort to see disc golf become a part of the 2012 Olympics in London. Though honestly, I think the odds of achieving his goal are slim, I do encourage you to log on to petitiononline.com/golfman and add your name to the list. Also, a reminder, if you have an upcoming tournament to promote, story, idea, or just a comment about PDGA Radio, please send me an email at pdgaradio@pdga.com and I'll be sure to pass the information along in a future broadcast. And finally, attention to YouTube and Internet Addicts, a reminder that the PDGA and PDGA Media now has their own channel on the popular video sharing website YouTube. Simply search PDGA or PDGA Media, and then you can watch highlights from the 2008 World Championships, a commercial for the International Disc Golf Center, and more. Some of those highlights likely feature my next interview guest, the 2008 Amateur World Champion, Jeremy Kohling. We'll hear from him after this message from the world leader in disc sports, Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Up now on PDGA Radio is the third and final edition of an interview I had with Jeremy Kohling, who was recently crowned the 2008 Amateur World Champion. Jeremy is a Charlotte, North Carolina resident who first played disc golf in 2006, but quickly picked up the sport and is currently a 986 rated pro sponsored by Discraft. Here we learn who Jeremy looked to for advice and tips on disc golf over the previous years and how he improved so quickly.
Talking here again with Jeremy Kohling, your 2008 Amateur World Champion. You're from the Charlotte, North Carolina area. That's a big area for disc golf. A lot of big top pros out there. Tell us about some of the figures out there who taught you the game and have been influential in you.
Well, we got some great pros out there. It's easy to learn from them. Stan McDaniel has been a big influence in my life. He's really been like a father figure for me in disc golf, and it's just took on the whole mentor model, role model for me, and I've learned a lot from him, a lot about my mental game, a lot about choice of shot selection and how to get over bad shots, MJ is just, God, he's so talented. And, you know, just watching him play is just awesome. Some of my best friends, Zach Newhouse, Henry Childress, Buddy Tritt, you know, just I'm missing a lot of guys out there, but they're all just my best friends, and they all help me just get better, you know. Competition between the three of us, four of us. Brian Jones is another guy, Caleb Wood. You know, they just all are just fun people to play with, and, you know, it really helps when you play with good, solid competition. It makes you want to play better because they're talking junk, you're talking junk. It's a good time, but in the end, you want to beat them. And so, you know, if you're playing against people who aren't making you play better, then you're not really going anywhere. When I'm playing against these people in Charlotte, you know, they're making me make sure that every shot's important, which is how you get better
next
in disc golf.
Jeremy has turned pro since winning the Amateur World title earlier this month. Look for him at events around the Charlotte area, including the USDGC in early October. Also look for him on the upcoming DVD for the 2008 Worlds. PDGA Radio caught up with Dr. John Duschler, the PDGA Marketing Director while in Kalamazoo, filming interviews for the 2008 Worlds DVD. So I asked him what we should expect in this year's version of the DVD and how we can get it.
Traditionally been an exercise in archiving the World Championships, but with Media Active Group for the last 4 years, we've been trying to turn it into more of a broadcast-quality production. We brought an editor with us, so we're looking for a late October, early November launch of the World's DVD.
And I saw there was a link on PDGA.com already for the pre-orders.
You can do the pre-ordering right now through PDGA.com or PDGAstore.com. We have the link set up, and they're ready to be pre-ordered.
Now, what kind of footage are we really going to be looking for? Is there hole-by-hole for all the top cards?
We really cover the Men's Open, Women's Open, Advanced Ams, Pro Masters. We try to get as many divisions, but with 21 world champions being crowned here, we have to pick our top divisions. And you'll see footage, though, for most of the week, that's for sure.
And what kind of retail are you putting on that?
It's going to be $25 like it always is, and it's a great bargain.
The 2008 Disc Golf World Championships DVD, previous editions, and a whole bunch of other great disc golf merchandise, again, can be found at PDGAstore.com. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. Looking at the PDGA calendar on PDGA.com, I see the upcoming Labor Day weekend will be a busy one for disc golfers, with more than 20 events spread throughout the United States, including the Southern National Series Pro Championships from North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's PDGA sanctioned as a C-tier for this last weekend of August. Also on the schedule is the West Virginia Open, a professional-only A-tier event in Pawpaw, West Virginia. Also A/B-tiers in Utah and Wisconsin. Join me next week for results from those tournaments or from the other events in Ohio, Iowa, Oregon, Georgia, North Carolina, Minnesota, Kentucky, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, New York, Texas, North Dakota, California, and a couple to choose from in Tennessee. Join me next week for the results, along with a preview of two big tournaments coming up in Illinois in September, the Illinois Open on the 6th and 7th, and the Gateway Open on the 13th and 14th. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Thanks for listening, and make sure to tell others about the show, support our sponsors, send me an email at PDGAradio@PDGA.com, and I'll catch you again right here next week on PDGA Radio. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.